Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go now to our Tim Wenger, standing by with Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, the state keeping close tabs on the storm. Tim, you're standing by with the Lieutenant Governor.
You bet. I'm standing here, sitting here, in a conference room at the command center with Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. And Kathy, you just offered an update. What can you tell us the latest?
Well, basically, we are in fairly good conditioning considering this is a major snow event, but our main concern right now is falling trees and the havoc that can wreak on a home with the power lines coming down, on businesses, even our roads. And so we're asking people, even though you see the weather abating and the amount of snowfall lessening over the next couple hours, that's good news, but the conditions are still hazardous. And in some areas, there's actually a travel advisory, the city of Niagara Falls, as well as all of Cattaraugus County. Cattaraugus County in particular is where the majority of trees are down and homes are without power, so that's an area that we're focused on. But as far as the throughway conditions, we're in a pretty good place. The volume is just starting to pick up, but the crews have been out. We brought in an additional 105 individual personnel to help clear the roads in this area. We have more trucks on the ground. We're trying to really be proactive to make sure that we can mitigate any harsh circumstances from this particular storm. And we feel like we're in a pretty good place right now.
You mentioned the utilities. Obviously, that's a big concern with the heavy, wet snow. I know even where I live, we had some lines down, not the power lines, but the communications lines, your cable, your Verizon, et cetera. What are you hearing as far as utility numbers? Do you have any kind of a concept on that?
Right now, there's about 18,000 homes without power. We just restored about 1,000, so those numbers are starting to go down. But we have been told by the utility companies that all power should be restored by the end of today, which is good news considering past storms in Western New York. This has gone on for days. And so that is a primary concern of ours, making sure that people have heat, that they're safe in their homes. And again, we're asking people to stay home because the roads are still pretty hazardous. But if you don't have heat, we understand that that causes a particular hardship. So we're on top of that. We are aware that people need to have that power restored as soon as possible.
I've been on the thruway this morning. It's certainly very passable. No closures?
No. If you're heading toward Pennsylvania, though, there is still a detour at the Ripley exit if you're trying to get all the way to Pennsylvania because of a situation in Pennsylvania. So you have to get off at Shortman Road and head over. I will also caution motorists heading east. If you're heading towards Central New York, the Syracuse area, there is a heavy concentration of snow there. So be aware that you need to adjust your timing and be aware of what you're heading into. So the worst is over volume-wise with respect to Buffalo, and that is a good news story. And our crews have handled it very well. However, we're also asking motorists to be careful on the roads. As I was driving in, car literally spun out in front of us. So please go under speed for now, because you never know if someone's going to hit a patch of ice in front of you, have a spin out. And if you're going slower, you'll be able to adapt. So Buffalonians are used to this, but don't get overconfident. Always be very cautious.
Finally, Kathy, a lot of people here, a lot of hustle and bustle. What happens here? Who are we communicating with at this command center?
Well, this is a concentration of DOT personnel, state police, thruway authority, but we're also in regular communication with our Homeland Security operations, our Emergency Operations Center throughout the state, but mostly talking to local governments, being on calls with them, asking them what their needs are, what they're seeing, so we can deploy resources to them if they need additional help. So we're monitoring the weather, we're monitoring thruway conditions, there's screens where we can see where accidents are. So it gives us instantaneous information about conditions so we can be proactive but also reactive in the case of a situation of an accident.
All right, we'll be in touch throughout the day. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul with me live at the Command Center here on Cayuga Road, guys.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly! parts.